SIU students and members of the Consent Party walked through SIU's campus in support of sexual assault awareness. The Consent Party was started in July in response to a gang rape that occurred just outside Carbondale limits. They are a community organization that aims to show rape survivors that they are not alone. Consent Party spokesperson Amanda Braden says that starting conversations, speaking out against sexual abuse and rape, is the first step to help end it.
You know what? We can start a dialogue about rape culture, about consent, about sex negativity and sex positivity, to maybe deconstruct some of the things in our culture that keep us in this perpetual cycle of rape and abuse.
The march across campus started at the Communication Building and ended at the Stone Center, where the activists joined in on the Board of Trustees meeting. The Consent Party started a letter-writing campaign on behalf of SIU freshman Robin Del Campo. Del Campo was sexually assaulted in May Smith Hall in August and felt the Office of Diversity and Equity mishandled her case. SIUC spokesperson Ray Goldsmith says the university is doing all it can.
We take this very, very seriously. We believe we have staff who are trained to do investigations. We make sure all parties in the investigation are fully advised and treated fairly.
Both sides hope that an open dialogue will help continue to increase sexual assault awareness. For WSIU, I'm Anthony Wilder.